The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward-Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
I've been a Christian for so many years, serving the Lord and working in the church. But now I have a greater passion to love my Lord.
God made the sun, the moon, and the stars. God is so great, yet it seems so far. When I talk to him, it seems that he doesn't even hear.
How can I love God whom I cannot see?
This is my dream, the goal of my life.
So take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. All my days I give to thee. To love you, Lord, is the great command. Lord, I want to love you more, fall in love with you so deeply. Lord, show me how to love you more. I don't want to serve without loving you. Oh,
oh,
if any man really loves me, he will keep my commandments. Lord, I am meditating on your word so I can love you more.
Lord, please help me to keep your commandments. Where have you sent me that I'm not going? Where have you sent me that I'm not going? Am I holding?
I want to sacrifice all for you.
Loving you with all of my heart.
So take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. All my days I give to thee. To love you, Lord, is the great command. Lord, I want to love you more, fall in love with you so deeply. Lord, show me how to love you more. I don't want to serve without loving you. Thank you for loving me first, and also for choosing me first. I want to love you back as hard as I can, cause you love me first.
I want to be just like Jesus,
he who loved the Father so. I know that I have not seen and ear has not heard the things that God has has prepared for those who love Him. That is why I want to love Him more. So take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. All my days I give to Thee. To love You, Lord, is the great command. Lord, I want to love You more. Fall in love with You so deep. Lord, show me how to love You more. I don't want to serve without loving You.
Oh, Lord, show me
how to love You more. I don't want to serve without loving You.
I'm getting closer to You. And I will keep loving You until the end. One day I'll be called a friend of God. So take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. All my days I give to Thee.
To love You, Lord, is the great command. Lord, I want to love You more. Fall in love with You so deep. Lord, show me how to more. I don't want to serve without loving You.
Lord, show me how.
Lord, show me how to love You more. I don't want to serve without loving You. Oh.
Hallelujah. 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 Bow your heads, let's pray. Father, thank You so much for today. Thank You for the blessing of loving You and serving You. We don't want to serve without loving You. Show us how to love You more. Show us how to love You more. We keep meditating on Your word so we can love You more. Rule in every heart this morning. Have Your way in every heart. We bless You. We honor You. We give You thanks. We give You praise. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Amen. Lift up your Bible. Keep standing. Lift up your Bible. Little girl, you sat down too quickly. Lift up your Bible.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together.
My Bible. Can you lift it up higher and sing it together?
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together. My Bible,
for the very, very last time.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together. My Bible and I.
Hallelujah. Sit on top of your enemies. So, with all that has happened in the service, I don't have to preach for a long time. What do you think about that? It's a blessing to be in church, and especially when the church is a beautiful place. You don't want to go home. You want to linger around a little longer. Are you there? I said, are you there? All right. So we are grateful to God for how far He's brought us. A few announcements we made already. I'm sure that the drama piece that the Blessed Calamus gave us is enough about the fasting. So all of you backslided last week. This week you're not backslide in the name of Jesus. Are you here or have gone home? So fasting is continuing. We are meeting every evening at 5 p.m. But we are meeting at dawn in the spirit. Every one of us, we are going to wake up at dawn and pray. From 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. every day of this week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Unbelievers are not clapping. If your neighbor didn't clap, tell him he's a suspect. He's a suspect. Suspect of Wache Adiza suspect. Huh? Right. And we are going to call one another, all right? Call the people that you have the numbers, and I'm sure we are going. If nobody has your number, hello? If nobody has your phone number, then you're an unbeliever. If nobody has your number in this church, then ask your neighbor sitting by you, does anybody know your number? The one, does anybody know your number? You in particular. Except you are new today. Otherwise, somebody must know your number. And again, ask the person that you ask. Ask him, the person who knows your number, is he spiritual? I mean, I say ask. I didn't say hey. I say ask the question. The person who knows, is he a spiritual person? Or is your boyfriend? What a shock. Hello? Right. Now, we are going to call and pray. Can I have an amen? From 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. This year is a year of good things. But we are going to push the devil out of our way, so he will not interfere and intercept the good things that God is bringing our way. Are you still here? Can you hear me? Ask your neighbor, are you in church? All right, so that is very important. And so we're going to wake up and pray. And on Friday, we have all night prayer service. Yeah, very good. Very good. We're going to come here and pray every day from Monday to Thursday. We are meeting from 5 p.m. till 8 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then on Friday night, we are going to meet and pray. Amen. And so I'm enjoying all of you to make the effort and come. Come and let's pray. A Christian who doesn't pray is a dead Christian. What are you doing with the sound? Somebody's touching something. It was working earlier on. Father, forgive them their sins. For they don't know what they do. All right? Okay. Who is it that I'm not seeing well? Behind the council. Cousin, are you okay? All right. Very good. So that is it. So make sure you are part of what we are doing in the church. And when you are walking out and you smell the watch, ignore it. Bind the devil in the name of Jesus. And the buffalo seller. Are you there? You fuse it in Jesus' name. And I never said that if you cannot fast, eat at 9. I never said that. What the drama person said is not true. What I said was that if you can't fast at all, do what? 2, 3 p.m. thereabout. I didn't say 9. Nine is about summer. Eh? You are fasted from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. What do you mean? Since when do you read that as fast anywhere in the Bible? Anyway. But let's attempt it. Amen. If for medical reasons you can't fast, I want to see the doctor's exeat. Permission that they gave you so that I can allow you. But you will not die in the name of Jesus. Are you there? All right. The book we are using is this. I'm going to get on a book when I finish preaching very briefly. Now, this Friday, this is how we are going to end the fast. Of course, this Friday after all night, you are free to eat your watching. That's fine. But the next week is the last week. Now, what is going to happen is that next week I'm going to give the instruction again the week after, on Sunday. But what is going to happen next week, not this Sunday, but the one, not the coming Sunday, but the one after, 2 weeks after today, two Sundays from today, we are going to have an all-day revival service. Do you understand? When we come to church in the morning, we are going to close at 5 p.m. We are going to have four pastors preaching for the whole service. Amen. We are going to have Bishop Intefo, Bishop, amen. We are going to have Bishop Eddie Addy coming to preach. Amen. We are going to have Bishop Kakrabedi coming to preach. Are you excited? And of course, yours truly, E.A.T. Saki, will be here. Hallelujah. So it's an all-day revival. After one service, we take 30 minutes break, and then we come back and continue. So bring your lunch. Do you understand? You can bring your lunch, you can bring anything, but we are staying here till 5 p.m. Do you understand? So if I were you, you must tell the buses that come for you that, look, they shouldn't come at all. Are you there? And we are going to stay in here all day revival service. And I'm sure that God is going to bless us mightily. If you're excited, clap your hands for the Lord. Amen. Right. And this year, we're going to have amazing times. Conventions and meetings. We have a nice church. We must use the church. What do you think about that? You see the carpet on the floor? You can come alone and lie on the floor and pray. God will hear your prayer. I want to see Hannes coming to church and praying. And God giving you your miracle babies. And your miracle answers. Shout amen. Turn the Bible quickly with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. Very brief passage, message today, and then we will be closing. It's a good day. Did you hear what I said? And it's also a good year. Hallelujah. Have you found it? 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 13. Let's all read out. Everybody read out loud and clear. Make sure you disturb everybody apart from yourself. Ready, go. But such as is common to man, but God is faithful. He will not suffer you to be tempted above that which ye are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Amen. Now, this is a popular passage of scripture, and I believe that it's important for us to focus on this message. Amen. Are you there? Right. Now, this morning I call this message, God is faithful. Hold your neighbor's shoulder and shake him and tell him, God is faithful. No, you didn't do it. You're too gentle. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. Bible says, Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse number 9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Amen. As you know, God's faithfulness will reach you and your children's children. Amen. Those who believe this shouted amen. Amen. Are you still here? The Bible says that it reaches 1,000 generations. Hallelujah. Do you know that wealth is actually, in fact, it is said that about 85% of wealth is by inheritance. Only 15% make wealth on their own. But many people who are wealthy inherited the wealth. Either the father had a big business, The father had some houses they inherited, and then they built on it and became wealthier. Only 15% make it on their own. Come from very bad places, but they force and make it. So I'm saying to everybody here that as God blesses you, the blessing will affect generations after you. Amen. Your children will never be poor. Amen. Somebody didn't hear what I said. Your children will never be poor. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you have been tenants for a long time, but your children will not be tenants anymore. Amen. By the time you are dying, there will be houses that are in your name. Amen. And your children's name. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Are you still around? Yes. Right. So the Bible says to us that God's faithfulness and mercy is to 1,000 generations. Hallelujah. Is to a what? 1,000 generations. That's how God blesses. Amen. It will stay in your family. Amen. It will go from your children. Amen. To your children's children. Amen. You will not give birth to wayward and rebellious children. Pastor Marty, good to see you. Ishant. This is a wonderful brother. I'll introduce him later. Amen. Amen. Right. So, I want you to see and understand. Let's look at another piece of scripture. Acts chapter 2 and verse 27. Acts 2, 27. Very short one. Bible says, put it up quickly. Acts chapter 2. And verse number 20, is it 27? All right, if you can't find it, look at Psalm 16. Okay, it's there. Bible says, because thou would not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. You will not leave my soul in hell. You will not allow your holy one to see corruption. God will not leave you in a hole. Can I have an amen? God will not abandon you in a hole. He said, you will not abandon your Holy One in hell. And you will not let him see corruption. Anybody who loves God here, I am announcing to you, God will never abandon you. I said, God will never abandon you. Do you believe it? He said, these are the words of God. You will not leave your Holy One. You will not allow him. Thou will not let my soul in, you will not leave my soul in hell. God will never abandon you in hell. God will never leave you to corrupt and to perish. I see doors opening for somebody here. Say amen. Let me use this thing because the guys are struggling with this sound. So turn this one off in the meantime. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are you still in church? You will not leave your holy, you will not leave my soul in hell and not abandon your Holy One in corruption. You will live and not die. Amen. So when we say God is faithful, what are the things that you need to know? Number one, you see, in the Bible says, let's go back to the scripture we started with. I just want to give you five or six important points that you must hold on to. Tony, hold on to them. There has no temptation that has taken up, that's come upon you, that is not common to man. But God is faithful. Hallelujah. Who will not allow you to be tempted beyond that which you can handle. But with every temptation, he also will make a way of escape that you'll be able to bear it. Number one, anything that confronts you, commonize it. Commonize the situation. That means that make it common. Commonize it. Bible says, every trouble, every challenge, every difficulty you encounter, know that it is common. Amen. Know that it is what? It is common. Happy birthday, Mr. Williams. Come on. So, I need for you to first of all have a mind that everything, Jane, that comes up against you, understand that it is common. You've got to tell yourself this problem is common. How many of you haven't ever gone to a situation and said that nobody has seen my problem before? It is not true. You must commonize everything that confronts you. Know that it is not unique. It's not a case that it has never been. It is a common condition. Can I talk to anybody here? Can anybody hear what I'm saying? When situations come up against you, tell yourself that it is common. Hallelujah. Never let the devil tell you that you see how God hates you. You see what you are going through. You see all your problems. No. Say, devil, this problem has been happening. Nothing. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. Say amen. So I said that it is what? Come on. Are you still in church? Are you still in church? When a little trouble comes your way, they will say, look at everybody in the church is not having, you are the only one having this problem. That we are a liar. This one, it is. Amen. I said amen. So even in marriage, when you're having a wife quarrel, wife, don't tell yourself that, I wish my husband was like Bishop Saki. Don't know how, I also have some quarrel. That we are a liar. This one, it is what? People who look like angels also quarrel. Why are you looking at me that way? I'm preaching. Even when Pazzi quarrels with his wife. After the wife sins and goes home, once in a while they quarrel. It is what? Come on. Amen. Number two. I don't take too much. Number two. You see, the next thing you must see is the fact that there are examples in life. Bible says, nothing that happens, you put the scripture up again. Every time that comes against you, Bible says it is common. Amen. And there are enough examples in life and in the Bible. You see, that is the beauty of the Bible. Bible talks about, before we go to this passage, when you read the earlier verses, you will see how the right Paul was telling them that the people of Israel, they went through the waters, they did this, and then this happened to them. So many things, so many things that happened in their lives. So the Bible wants you to know that there are enough examples in our lives and in the Bible that can be a guiding principles to you. Many things are in the Bible for an example. These things happen to them for an example to us. The Bible is full of examples of people who went through difficulties and overcame them. The Bible is full of examples of those who went through challenges and they didn't give up. The Bible is full of people who went through all sorts of situations and God gave them grace. May you find good example to follow in the Bible. Can I have a loud amen? Read Hebrews chapter 11 and see the heroes of faith. Read about David. Read about Daniel. Read about Gideon. Read about all of them. The list of people who have been mentioned in that Hebrews 11, the heroes of faith. Read about Abraham. Read about Sarah. Read about Isaac. Read about Jacob. Read about all the difficulties they went through, but they didn't give up. And when you look at those who went ahead of you and didn't give up, you too, you'll be able to stand firm and you will never give up in Jesus' name. Amen. Lift your hand and shout amen, somebody. Amen. Am I talking to anybody here? There are enough examples in the Bible for you to think that you cannot survive. You will survive. Am I talking to survivors here? I'm telling by the end of 2018, there will be people with amazing testimonies and wonderful stories. Let us who believe shout your loudest amen. If God did it for Sarah, God will do it for you. If God did it for Hannah, God will do it for you. If God delivered Daniel, God will also deliver you. Do you believe what I'm saying? I said, do you believe what I'm saying? I see the blessing of God coming upon your life. I see the hand of God on your life. I see God directing you. You will not fail. You will make it in Jesus' name. They walk with God and they made it. You too will make it. Say, me too, I will make it. Can I have an amen? Do you believe what I'm saying? Hallelujah. There are examples. There are examples. There are good examples of people who went through difficult times, but God helped them. I see God helping you. Number 3 or 4. Judge God to be faithful. Judge God. 2018. Judge God to be faithful. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 11. Hebrews 11 and verse 11. It said, through faith, also Sarah herself received strength. May somebody receive strength here today in Jesus' name. Through faith, Sarah also received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Hallelujah. Because she judged him faithful. Amen. I want you to, you see, when you say you judge somebody, it means that you look at the pros and cons. You hear all the evidence. When you go to a court and a judge is sitting in the chair, the judge hears all what this person says and what this other party says. He hears the evidence. They bring all the witnesses and everything else. At the end of the day, he goes into his office and comes out with his judgment based on the facts in front of him. And the judge will say that when I look at all the evidence and all the what has happened and so on, this man is guilty. This man is free or whatever, based on what he has. Now, the Bible said, you too, you can be a judge. You can be a judge. Look at all the evidence. Look at all the things that we have before us. Look at what God has done before. Look at how God has brought others out. And you must give your judgment concerning God. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. You have to give judgment, pass judgment on the God that you claim you serve. Pass your judgment. How would you see God? What evidence do you have? Who are the witnesses? What are the stuff? What are the facts in front of you? And you come to conclusion as to who God is to you. But the Bible says that Sarah, she received strength to have a baby when she was past age because she judged God faithful. She judged God faithful. Her judgment concerning God is that this God I serve, he's a faithful God. He fulfilled his promise. What he has said, it will bring this come to pass. I pray for you today that you judge God faithful in your life. May God be faithful to you in your business, in your situation, in your marriage, in your home, in your situation. May God be faithful in every aspect of your life. Shout amen. Him squad, are you what I'm saying? I understand what I'm saying. Bible said that she judged God. My judgment concerning God is that he's faithful. That's my judgment. That is how I conclude the day. That is how somebody asked me yesterday. We had a little service, 10 years of the passing of my first wife. And somebody asked me after the service that, so what is your summary of the whole of this time? I said that for 10 years, I only 3 words. God is faithful. That is my conclusion. That God is faithful. I've seen the faithfulness of God. I've seen the goodness of God. I've seen the kindness of God. I've seen the message of God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are you still here? Are you still here? Are you hearing what I'm saying? There's a song that you sang last week. When I think
about your goodness and your faithfulness each day. I'm convinced,
I'm convinced,
because I am worthy to receive the kind of love that you give. But I'm grateful for your mercy.
I'm grateful for your grace.
And I'm grateful for your grace. And because of how you've poured out yourself,
I've come to sing this song.
I have come to sing this song out in praise. Imela, oh, Imela, oh, Kaka, oh, Nyekerua, Imela, Imela.
I like the second stanza. I like that one. Very beautiful. Come on.
Who am I to sing your praises?
Who am I to worship you?
Who am I to worship you? It's your blood that makes the difference in me and made a way to enter into your throne. I could not come near your presence.
Oh, I could never sing your song.
I could never sing your song. But the sacrifice on Calvary Street, oh, is the reason I can cry out today.
Imela,
Imela, oh, oh, Imela, oh, Kaka, oh, Yekerua, Imela, Imela, is the most.
Come on, sing that part again. Who am I?
Who am I to sing your praises? Who am I to worship you? Oh, it's your blood that makes the difference in me and made a way to enter into your throne.
I could never sing your song.
I could never sing your song.
My sacrifice on Calvary.
But the sacrifice on Calvary Street.
That's a reason.
The reason I can cry out today. Imela, Imela, thank you, Jesus. Imela, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Judge!
Hello? Hello? Judge God faithful. Judge God faithful. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
2018, your judgment about God is that he's faithful. In your business, he's faithful. When even things are not working, tell the person that God is faithful. Am I talking to anybody here? That must be your commonest statement, that God is faithful. You watch and see. Bible says, Sarah, you see, the more you say God is faithful, you're going to receive strength. Sarah received strength to conceive because she judged God faithful. God will never disappoint you in the name of Jesus. God will never let you down. God will never fail you. God will never throw you out because he is. Hallelujah. The next point, and then we are ending. Now, what is number one?
Commonize every problem that you have. Tell yourself that it's common. Number two, what is it? You have enough examples of people who were in your situation and didn't give up and they made it. So you too can make it. And number three, judge God to be fair. Number one, you must tell yourself, I can handle it. Put that scripture up. I can handle it. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I can handle it. I mean, shake him and tell him, I can handle it. Amen. No temptation of the taking that is not common to man, but Bible says the God is faithful. He will not allow you to be to tend it beyond your strength. But Bible says that, look at it. But with every temptation, he will make a way of escape that ye may be able to handle it. Tell neighbor, I can handle it. I mean, tell him like he said, I can handle it. There's no problem that you cannot handle. There's no lie about you that you cannot handle. There's no insult that you cannot handle. There's no ridicule that you cannot handle. There's no, you are like Joseph. Let them lie about you. You can handle it. May God prosper you. May God help you. Be like lion. When they throw in a lion's den, you can handle it. I say you can handle it. I say you can handle it. Can I have a loud amen? Do you believe what I'm saying? I say you can handle it. Say I can handle it. You can handle prosperity. You can handle promotion. You can handle lies. You can handle opposition. You can handle hatred. You can handle jealousy. You can handle everything. You can handle it. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Do you believe it? Someone said, look, you don't know the way I'm angry, the way he has upset me, the way she has said, I'll never talk to her. No. You can handle it. God knew that you can. That's any problem that comes your way. God knows you can handle it. I said, you can handle it. Are you still there? I said, are you still there? You'll not be a complainer. You can handle it. I said, you can handle it. Someone will lie about you, but I can handle it. They'll be envious, but you can handle it. They'll be jealous, but you can handle it. They'll tell stories, but you can handle it. Say, I can handle it. Hallelujah. It will make your story beautiful. Somebody who told you never talk to her, when you say, oh, hello, how are you? And they'll be surprised that you are talking about to her in spite of what she said about you, because you can. I'm preaching. Somebody who lied about you, you still that you don't have unforgiveness in your heart because you can handle it. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Somebody cheated you in business, but you still can smile with the person because you can handle it. What a blessing. What a blessing. And finally, there's a way of escape. There's a way of escape for you. As you pray this week, God will show you ways of escape. The escape routes. Escape routes. When you see a building, normally there's a place that they call fire exits. Have you seen fire exit before, Pat? See fire exit in buildings? Because in case there's fire, this door is not opened all the time. But in the event of fire, there's an escape route. I want you to know that God has an escape route for everybody and every problem in this place. There's an escape route. The fire will not burn you. The situation will not destroy you. May God show you escape route from every situation in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. May you escape every arrow of the enemy. May you escape every snare of the fowler. May you escape every foul mouth. May you escape every poison. In the name of Jesus. God will show you the way of escape. You will escape. You will escape. May God show escape routes in every situation. Shout amen. This year 2018, you will not sit in the wrong car that's going to have an accident. This year 2018, you will not die before your time. This 2018, a better job is coming for somebody here. Someone shall shout it, amen. A better contract is coming to somebody here. as you escaping and escaping from the snare of the devil in Jesus' name. Say, I am escaping. Shout, I am escaping. You notice in a plane that is about to crash. Shout, amen. You notice in a house that is about to catch fire. May you escape every trap and every plan of the enemy in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. May God show you escape routes. I said, may God show you escape routes. May you come out like Daniel. May you come out like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. May you come out of prison like Joseph. I see you escaping every plan and agenda of the enemy. And I see the blessing of God on your life. Rise to your feet and give the Lord a shout of praise. Shout and give that a shout of praise. Say, I will escape 2018. Say, I will escape every trap 2018. I will escape poverty. I will escape every sickness 2018. I will not be caught in the trap. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. May God show you the way out. May God show you the way out. May God show you the way out. Shout hallelujah. Lift your two hands and begin to thank the Lord. Thank Him right now. Tell Him how much you are grateful. It's a good year. It's a good year. It is a good year. Karosha kabahatos. Get lifted to what's up. Ah, Koroshaka Bahatos Zirabakonderi Bohu Mahanda Kabatoka Vendiri Bohokabata. Bless your children. Bless your children. Bless your children. Randalabo Shiki Bahande. I bless you. I bless you. Makaroshiba. May you see the door God is opening for you. A better door is opening. A better opportunity. You can handle it and you will escape. You will escape. You will escape. In the name of Jesus. There's a way out. Show us the way out into a better place. Show us the way out into a good land. Show us the way out into your promise. Show us the way out. Bless your children. Bless your people. Be gracious to your children. Thank you, Father. For your mercy, and I'm grateful for your grace.
And because of how you poured out yourself,
I have come to say,
I have come to say this all of me pray.
Lift your hands and sing.
what you want with me. Father, this morning, I stand with your church and I stand with your people. We judge you faithful. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. I speak a blessing over every life. I speak a blessing over every life. I declare that your people shall walk under your covering. May we escape every trap of the enemy. May we escape every evil agenda. May we escape food that will give us poison. May we escape cars that will have accidents. May we escape places which are about to collapse. Deliver us from every snare of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I pray for your blessing. Give us the grace and the strength to pull through in every situation. In our homes, in our marriages, in our businesses, in our ministry. May we give us the grace to handle every situation until we see great breakthrough and great blessing. Thank you, Father, that you are faithful. You are faithful. And you do mighty things in every life. I bless your children here. I bless everyone in this service. I pray, may they walk through routes of escape. May they go through escape routes. May they go through escape routes. In the name of Jesus. Honor your people, O God. Be gracious to us. Give us wonderful testimonies. Amazing testimonies. All to your glory and for your honor. I bless your church. And I bless your people. Be real to us. For no trouble, no afflict, no challenge has ever come to us that is not common. But you are faithful. We bless you. We honor you. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, with your head bowed and eye closed, I'd like to pray with you here. Somebody invited you to come to church. But you are not born again. Today, you can escape hell by giving your heart to Jesus. Today, there's a route of escape for you. If you come to Jesus today, you will escape hell. If you are here today, you want to say, Bishop, I need God in my life. I know I'm a sinner. I've made many mistakes. But today, I want to come to Jesus. If you are here right now, and you want Jesus to come into your heart, lift up your right hand, and I'm going to pray for you. God bless you. God bless you. I see your hands. I see you lifted higher than your head. I see your hands. So many of you lifted higher, higher. I want to pray for you today that Jesus will be your Lord and Savior. Father, thank you for these hands. Bless them. Save them. Make them brand new people. If you have lifted your hand, can you come to me from where you are? Just come all the way. All the way.
Happy day. Happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away, he taught me how to wash and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day. Happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away.
Now close your eyes with me. And let everybody join us as we pray this prayer. Say, Heavenly Father. Say it out. Heavenly Father. This Sunday afternoon, I give my heart to you. Come into my heart. Wash away my sins. Make me your child. I want to serve you. I want to follow you. I want to walk with you the rest of my days. From today, I'm yours and you are mine. I will serve you. I will trust in you. I will believe in you. Today, I receive Jesus as my Savior. From now, I am born again. I am a child of God. I will serve Jesus the rest of my life. Thank you, Father, for hearing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands for the